أخي أبو آسي حفظك الله تعالى, regarding second question, I think I answered a brother before and I say to you, yes, يا أخي بارك الله فيك, obligate on you to open your hair for any kind of shower for the man, for the man to open his hair if it's big, if it's a lot, for any kind of shower, غسل الجنابة, غسل الجمعة, غسل العيد, غسل الإحرام, غسل whatever shower it is, you must open it. That حكم for the janaba for the woman is specific for the woman, rukhsa, it's rukhsa, and those who they compare the man with it, it's not the same, it's not the same from many many sites and ways. Number one, ya akhi barakallahu fika, al asl, the asl, the original way for the woman had to be long, to big, not the man. You understand? That's why we say cut that. That's why to shave the hair of the woman is illegal, not like the man. You understand? For the woman, it's necessary for her beauty, not for the man. Number three, she's not allowed to cut her hair like the man, to image the man, not like the man. He's not allowed to make his hair too long like a woman and take care of it like the woman. This is one of the differentiation between the genders, male and females. Till the end, that's why the Shara gave them a rukhsa regarding the janaba according to the correct opinion. The mas'ala is khilafiyya even among the women. This hadith authentic or no? Or just ijtihad from Musalama radiallahu ta'ala. You understand? It's a khilaf, but the correct opinion is authentic. For the wadain da'ima, al-jumhur al-ulama, that is a rukhsa. It's an ease for the women regarding also the janaba. They don't need to open, but for the rest they open. But no compare with the male. From one side of the difference, that we know that the hair of the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, and some of the companions, their hair used to be big, big, and they used to tie with the imama. You understand? And we know always the Prophet ﷺ during his shower, he mean of scrubbing. In every hadith describe the shower of the Prophet ﷺ on janaba, they describe us how the Prophet used to scrub his head, the skin of his head. And he scrapped it until he showed that the water went through to his skin. You understand? That's why we say this is the asal, the same thing, the language, the lugha. The lugha, the person who doesn't wash the skin of his head, doesn't mean that he took a shower. You understand? The shower include washing the skin of your head with your hair. With your hair. Barakallahu fihi. That's why we say no qiyas between the male and female in this kind of matter. Wallahu alam.